Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and I just want to say thank you to all of the people that have stepped up and become a supporter over the last few days. It has truly blown us away. And today, I have something super special to share. Now, this was something we produced as part of IPM 2018, which was the International Podcast Month that Tess was putting together. We created a little standalone episode, and we released this on the IPM 2018 feed, but we realized a lot of you may not have heard it. This is the kind of episode that you would get early access to if you were a Patreon supporter. And once again, just as a reminder, there's only 3 days left to get in on the $5 and up deal where we send you the super special, super awesome sticker that we have commissioned by Catherine Green. And you can become a supporter, as always, at patreon.com/albasalix or by visiting otherbothers.com. But enough of the sales pitch. Let's take you to a remote desert isle.
Presenting a special episode for International Podcast Month 2018. The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing podcast set in the world of Alba Salix.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur?
Just an ordinary everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're skipping ahead. Yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world.
This is the event that ends everything.
And sent on a last-ditch quest.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
To save all of reality.
You will be traveling into a storyverse to retrieve something of significance from that story.
And I'm supposed to defend myself with a picnic basket?
There's no evil, so you're welcome. Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.
The three of you are on a boat. It is on the ocean, not the wide ocean. You're in between a few islands, and you see your destination approaching because Egerton is holding up a map and saying,
I'm pretty sure that this is where we are on this map because I've been judiciously tracking our position as I drive the boat.
I think it's upside down.
Not
the boat, the map.
Yeah.
Turn
the map
around.
There we are. That's see where it says X marks the spots? That's us. And then this little island over here, that's the ocean. And if we keep going counterclockwise, we will end up at the 3:00.
Blatt, could you take over the map reading?
Well, the blue here seems unimportant. We want to concentrate on the small circles of brown. So we have one here, and one here.
And that's when the boat grinds up onto the shore, sending everyone flying forward.
Oh! Whoa! So we've hit one of these brown circles. I'm not sure which one, but definitely a brown circle.
They look a lot more flat on the map.
You are standing on a beach. The ocean lapping at the shore, and it's a beautiful white sand that goes up to cliff walls that climb hundreds of feet into the sky.
Well, here we are. Just as I predicted.
That we would eventually hit land?
Well, yes, you see, when we departed, I was very specific about where we would end up and when, and here we are.
All right. We're here.
You're welcome.
Where are we?
Well, the map shows that we are here.
Okay, so I suggest we just start walking. Let's head towards those cliffs.
The sand acts as an exfoliant.
Yes, that's great, Vlad.
Pleasant.
The End of Time and Other Bothers. An improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. This episode, X Marks the Spot.
Now, Egerton, on your map, you see that there is an X on one of the islands on what might be a cliff or might be some squiggly lines.
Oh, look, there's an X. And you know what they say about an X? It marks spots.
But what does spot convey?
Well, really, spot means something to everybody individually. I mean, if we really want to get down to what spot may mean for you, we should start in childhood. Tell us more
about
your...
Give me
the map. Oh.
All right, so looks like we need to walk this way. We're going to head east.
That's exactly what I thought.
Okay, so you're heading east on this beach. It's a beautiful day, the sound of seagulls, the lapping of the ocean. And Darcy, approaching, you do see what appears to be a large cave mouth opening that may or may not be the X on the map, depending on which island you were on.
Well, if we're on the right island, it's possible this cave here is something we should be interested in. Maybe we should check it out. Blat?
So we successfully found a cave on an island. Congratulations, everyone.
We did it.
So, homeward bound,
no,
the incredible journey?
No, I don't think the X is the cave. I think there's something in the cave that we have to find.
Oh, you should probably go check that out, Darcy.
No, I was thinking Blat.
Oh, Blat. Yeah, you should go check that out, Blat.
But caves contain possible danger.
Yeah, it's sort of our life now.
Hello? Danger!
Danger!
Danger never usually answers back. I don't know if you've learned that by now.
I thought it was just an echo.
Yeah, no, that's an echo. I'm just saying that you yelling danger to check for it, it's not very effective.
Well, they might say something like, do not enter or I'll murderize you, or something like that. I'm very protective of my cave, which is the only home I've ever known.
Do not enter or I'll murderize you. I'm very protective of my cave, which I call my home.
Eerie.
Now, I'm not sure if that was the echo or a warning.
Well, I don't see any signs up or anything saying go away or no trespassing. I say we go in.
Oh. Why? Why was I chosen to be a hero and grand adventurer?
Because I needed a sidekick, Blat. Now lead us forward.
But if I'm the sidekick, then why am I...
Lead us forward, Blat, into the cave.
So you enter this, it starts as just a wide opening in the rock where you see the water has worn at the sides and the floor is quite smooth. And the walls slowly narrow and start to become a little less random until you see that you're a hall stretching off into the distance at the back of the cave, all out of the rock, dug out of the rock, it looks like.
What do you see, Blat?
Man-made cave! This is a man-made cave.
All right. So I go in after Blat.
I will guard the mouth of the cave from the sand. and let you two explore further into the very, very dark and kind of creepy cave with the weird echo that may or may not be sentient.
But I'm just the sidekick, right?
You got it, buddy.
Son of a... All right. You see, Darcy, it looks like an actual hallway that was made on purpose. This is not simple water erosion.
Yeah, kind of does. Do you see any doorways or tunnels off of that main tunnel?
Yeah, it looks like it's just this one that goes straight.
So the light is diminishing as you go further and further. And Blatt, you can see in the darkness, I believe, and see that it continues quite a way ahead.
All right, well, there's only one direction to go. My only concern is if we get there, there's only one possible way to get out. But hey, this is where X marks the whatever, so let us continue.
All right, you go ahead and I'll be a few steps behind.
Terrible idea. I don't know why we decided to get on a boat just to find an X. I've got plenty of X's.
Terrible idea. I don't know why we decided to get on a boat just to find some X's.
Plenty of X's in my books at home.
Plenty of X's in my books at home.
Don't need to get into a boat because a map says one.
Boat can be sort of nice.
Wait, did you say that?
What?
It was like you said something, but then the echo didn't sound like what you said.
Well, I'm sure it was close enough.
I was close enough.
Hello?
Hello?
End of hallway?
End of hallway.
And Black continues forward.
Egerton, you're staying at the beach? They're disappearing off into the distance, shouting down this
hall.
Still
nice and sunny outside?
Yes, very nice, sunny, and beautiful. And seagulls are circling, eyeing you out to see if you have any food.
I'll keep an eye on the seagulls.
They're eyeing your pouch.
They're eyeing my pouch?
Yeah.
Looking at my pouch? Seagulls, they're the ones that say mine, aren't they?
Mine!
Oh, wait for me. I'm coming. I'm coming in the cave.
Ow, slow down,
okay,
Egerton.
It's okay. There's no seagulls. The seagulls are not scary. I'm not scared of seagulls. Okay. Well, hi, Darcy. How are you? It's nice to see you here.
Why are you scared of seagulls?
I didn't say I'm not scared of seagulls.
Oh, boy. Okay, Blatt's checking out the end of the hallway. How's the end of the hallway, Blatt?
Well, I haven't quite reached it yet. Nothing so far.
Okay, so I pick up a stick on the ground, and I cast light on it, which is one of my rote, so that Egerton and I have light.
So suddenly you are blinded, Blatt, as light explodes off the glistening rock down in this hall.
Yeah, my eyeballs!
Sorry.
I didn't need any help, please, and thank you.
Well, I wasn't trying to help you. I was trying to help us. We can't really see that well back here. I'll just hold it over behind me a bit. Oh, back up, Egerton.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then it should be dimmer.
Blatt stumbles forward, reaching around with his hands, see if he can find the end of this hall, a door or something.
And you emerge out of the hall into a massive, somewhat circular cavern and roll Defy Danger, Blatt.
Oh, no. Something's definitely here. 2d6.
Ooh.
That's a 3.
And Blatt goes off the edge of the path.
Blatt? Blatt, is that you?
Blatt, where'd you go?
Quick, let's go.
Blatt, you are tumbling head over heels into the darkness. And wow. Your head hits on the side and you bounce off and you're continuing to fall. Oh, you take 5 hit points from hitting that
wall. Oh. Blatt just struggles to get his shirt off.
Roll Defy Danger. Defy Danger Dex.
Ooh, that's good.
11.
What happens as you're plummeting down towards jagged rocks hundreds of feet below, madly trying to get your shirt off?
Well, Blatt is tumbling a very great distance, so he has more than enough time to carefully unbutton his shirt, fold it, put it down the back of his pants, unfurl his wings, and then begin flying upward.
You guys hear the sound of a as you're approaching the end of the hall with your light, and you see a large opening ahead of you, and out of the blackness comes Blatt lifting up ahead of you.
Ah, my eyeballs again!
All right. I put out the torch. Put it down.
Okay.
I was blinded before, and I couldn't see this here. It just drops off. There should be a sign or a railing or something.
Egerton, you see a sign as you come to the edge of the hall as you enter out, and it says, beware of fall.
I'm pretty sure there's a sign here that says beware of fall, Blatt.
There should be two signs, that one there and one where I was walking.
It's I don't know, you kind of have to go past this one to get to where you were. It's almost, I don't know, like you were too confident.
There should be a railing.
We will contact the committee of the X on the Map block community committee, and we will insist that they put forward a railing motion.
All right, you're fine.
Oh, I've sustained a head injury.
Oh, that's not good.
If I begin babbling nonsense or, you know, start talking like Egerton, make sure I don't have a concussion.
It sounds like it wouldn't be very much fun, but I think you could probably have a concussion and still have fun.
Okay.
Darcy, your light lights up a cavern that is 200, 300 feet across. Literally a foot ahead of where you're standing, the walkway just drops away down into nothingness. And that walkway goes basically circles the outside edge of this massive chamber. So there's a little narrow pathway that goes all the way around and back to where you are. And after that, where Blatt is hovering is just nothing. Like, you basically would plummet hundreds of feet to your death. But behind Blatt, in the center of this nothingness, appears to be a pedestal rising up in the darkness, but it must be 100 feet away. And you see there are a couple other places where it branches off into the darkness, but basically this chamber.
Blatt, did you get a chance to look at that pedestal when you were falling or coming back up again?
Oh, yes. When I fell, quite unexpectedly, I was tumbling to my doom, trying to protect my shirt and my noggin. I was able to scan for treasure, yes. No, I did no such thing.
Okay, so could you check it out now, please?
Eggsy, are we looking for something on a pedestal?
We are looking for the X. And as is true in algebra, X can represent really anything. It could be a treasure. It could be a letter. It could be a numeral. It could be a recipe.
It could be a pedestal.
It could be a toy.
Or it could be the thing that you were instructed to get on this mission, which was...
It was the Book of Tombs.
The what? The Book of Tombs?
I was instructed, I can't believe I forgot about this until just now. After this long voyage we've been on together and all the time we would have had to discuss this mission, that I'm supposed to get the Book of Tombs.
It's a book about tombs.
Yes.
A book about where dead people are buried.
Yes.
Why do we need a book about that?
I don't know. Moira told me that it was very important to get, though, so we're going to get it. So, Blatt, if you would not mind, please turn around in the air and flap, 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 over to the pedestal, pick up the book, and flap, 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 back to us.
Yeah, get on it, sidekick.
Yes, Blatt, if you wouldn't mind, go flap, 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 flap.
Has anyone else noticed that the echo in here sounds the same for everybody, no matter who talks?
I noticed that.
What part?
No one said that word.
What word?
The echo just said a word.
I didn't hear that word. What was it?
I didn't quite catch it.
Oh, that's too bad.
And Blatt flaps, not quite as many flaps because his wings are quite large, over to the pedestal to see if someone has carved out a giant hole into a cave, placing a pedestal within it just to hide a book that talks about burial places.
Oh, wait, Blatt, come back. You should take this bag of dust just in case you need something to replace.
As you arrive at the pedestal, you see rising up out of the darkness this narrow pedestal, and on it is a red cushion at the top, and on that lies a book.
I don't believe it. Out of all the possible books in the universe, they want to protect one that says, King Frenosipax is buried in a room of gold where all of his servants were murdered along with him and stuffed inside. All right, so I'm going to grab the book then. Here we go.
Blatt waves his arms around the book to make sure there aren't any apparent booby traps.
Okay.
And then picks up the book.
Roll Defy Danger.
Of course. 6.
What's your wisdom? Do you get a bonus?
No.
Okay. So Blatt picks up the Book of Deadly Tomb Magics.
No, that's not what I thought that was at all.
And Blatt, you are suddenly overtaken by one of the denizens of the ancient tombs. So I'll let you figure out who that would be. And while you're figuring that out, Blatt, you all hear this machinery, like this grinding of stone and chain, and you hear a portcullis slam shut behind you in the passageway you just came through. Egerton.
Did you hear that? It sounded like a portcullis slamming shut behind us in the anteroom from which we came.
I believe you're correct. We're trapped.
Oh, no. What are we going to do? Blatt, hurry back. A portcullis has slammed shut, and now we're trapped, Blatt.
Hello, I'm King Frenosipax. Hello, my plan worked. I'm back to life now.
Oh, no, he does have a concussion.
Okay, that's okay. When I had a concussion once as a kid, and what you have to do is hit your head against something really hard.
What?
Yeah, that's how you fix a concussion.
If you've been doing that, it explains a lot. Hey, Blatt, you're not Frenos of whatever. You're Blatt, the half demon.
I'm flying is most exciting. I could not do this in my previous form. Hello, peoples. Hello!
Maybe you should try giving him a fairy cake. Okay.
Mr. Blatt.
Give us the book.
Darcy?
Yes.
Was that you?
It was not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. So, neither of us said that.
Nope.
And Blatt didn't say that.
No.
And neither did Blatt's new friend, King Flubblu. So, who do you think said that?
I don't know. Maybe we should look behind us. And we turn around.
And you don't see anyone behind you, but you hear the voice echoing through the chamber again.
I said it. I told them to give us the book.
Say it again.
Give us the book.
Oh, it's just our imagination, Darcy. Don't worry about it.
No. I think it's the cave.
The cave.
Yep. It's coming from the cave.
They think it's the cave. Oh, dear Lord, I got to do everything myself. Right.
And a gentleman steps out of one of the side entrances just ahead of where you are, Darcy, around the side. And he has a cane, and he's wearing a tweed suit made out of a rough woolen material. He has a pipe in his mouth and a twinkle in his eyes.
What my compatriots meant to say was, you'll give us the book now, and we'll be on our way.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder. A very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years,
I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I believe I'm the one asking the questions here. If you could just get your flappy flap friend over here and we'll just take the book and you can all just live a little bit longer.
I would like to live a little bit more than a little bit longer.
We'll take the book now.
I don't think you'll take the book. Blatt, don't give him the book.
Are you my former subjects? It is I, King Frunosipax. Hello? Hello?
Fire.
And I need Defy Danger from King Frunosipax.
Frunosipax rolls a 6.
And King Frunosipax is struck in the back by a bolt that appears to have been fired from a crossbow from one of the openings on the far side. And King Frunosipax takes another 3 hit points of damage.
Hey!
I'm feeling pain for the first time in centuries! Oh, it's awful, but again, it's good to feel something. So you're not my former subjects?
He seems very positive. I like this fellow. Much nicer than Blatt normally is. I don't know what the book did to him, but it seems to have given him a new grasp on life.
Egerton, really, he just got hit in the back with a bolt. What is this book about? What does it do?
Well, according to my briefing, it is a book that contains the tomb details of past kings and could potentially have also contained their souls, some of which may or may not have been consumed by the shattering. And I really, you know, I don't think those details were that important, but it was a book and it was at the X and that's what mattered.
Blatt's been possessed. It doesn't matter if he's a better person or not.
Excuse me. I might just bump in just a second. You can please continue this conversation. We King Frunosipax, I am indeed your loyal servant. Come, and he does an elaborate bow. To worship at your feet, if you would but come so I may anoint thee.
No, King Frunosipax, he's not your subject. He's a traitor to your kingdom.
Does he follow Lord Butu? Lord Butu was the next county over. The Butuians, they caused such problems for us.
He was Lord Butu's right-hand man. That's right.
Who defected to serve you in the afterlife, the true emperor.
Oh, that's pretty good, all right. Oh, an ex-Butuian is certainly number one in my book. Oh, book! I am holding a book!
Wait.
If you could just, please, bring the book over here. I will take it for you so you may be unencumbered, Lord.
I was supposed to take the book, and you know what they say about Butuians. They're all Buhuians. So quick, give me the book, and I'll go back.
Fire!
And another roll defy danger, Egerton.
5.
And Egerton, you are struck by a bolt that spins you around.
Ow!
And gives you 3 hit points of damage and sends you tumbling off the edge of the narrow passage.
Egerton! And I run to grab his arm.
Roll defy danger.
Son of a.
Strength or dex?
It's a 10.
So tell me how Darcy, who is at least 12 to 15 feet away on this path, manages to reach Egerton as he grasps at his side and plummets her admirably off the edge.
Okay, so Darcy runs up the side of the cave, and flips over. And then as she comes down.
Like parkour style.
Yeah, parkour style. And then as she comes down, she's able to hook her feet onto a little sort of root or something that's coming up out of the cave on the edge. And she's able to put out the full extension of her body to grab Egerton as he's going over the side.
Love it. Oh. So Egerton, you hit the side. Help. And you realize you're being held by Darcy, who is fully extended, hanging off the edge of the precipice.
Ah, my lord, they are now out of the way. You may come and be worshipped fully.
The Bhutuians are in danger. We should not endanger anyone, even though they are Bhutuians.
No, no, they want your death, my lord. Please come, give me the book.
I've already been dead. Did not enjoy it. I do not wish the same fate for others. Just a moment.
And King Phrenosopax, despite having only known he can fly for the last minute and a half, flies down to help up these two strange beings hanging off the side of this cliff.
And how does he do that while holding a book?
He just uses one arm to grab a hold of the smaller male one and begins pulling him up as he flaps.
I'm flying!
Wow, thanks, King Frenosa whatever.
Oh, and, yeah, thank you.
And you are both deposited onto the lip of the walkway.
Oh, that was close.
That was very close.
Now you are ready to be Phrenosopaxians, eh?
Absolutely.
Yay, Phrenosopax.
We might just need to swear on your book to become a Phrenosopaxian.
Yes. I need your book, Lord.
Oh, they raise a good point. We swear on the book in full legal style. All right, hands on book. State your name.
I.
And both of you need to roll a Defy Danger Wisdom as you touch the book.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I just see what happened here.
Eight.
I have a 5, but that's a 7 with my wisdom bonus.
You are both now spending 50% of your time as one of the ancient lords trapped in this book, and 50% of the time as yourselves, Egerton and Darcy. And you may continue. Phrenosopax.
I, state your name.
I, Helithorkafa.
Salty the Pirate swears for no one.
Wait, swears for no one? I thought you wanted to be a Phrenosopaxian.
I'll be a Phrenosopaxian if I get all your treasure.
I have no treasure. I have wings. I am a winged being now. You, would you like to be a Phrenosopaxian?
I would love to be a Phrenosopaxian if you have many diamond tiaras that you would be willing to give me.
Wait. I have a shirt down the back of my pants.
Oh, no, I've got so many of those already.
I'm here for gold and fights, and I'm all out of gold.
Excuse me, Lord Phrenosopax, if I could just borrow that book for a second. It doesn't look like you need it.
Phrenosopax throws his shirt at the old man.
Here, drink upon the riches of the mortals. Shirts for everyone.
No, fire!
And Defy Danger roll for Lord Phrenosopax.
6.
Another bolt strikes Lord Phrenosopax, and this time in the leg for 2 hit points of damage.
Ah! Sweet pain again! Why can I experience a new sensation, such as eating or sexual congress?
Oh, no, you have been hit by the bolt. That is terrible. Oh, whoa, whoa. Hey, stop firing at my friend!
Then give us the book.
The book is ours. Hey, pirate man.
Arr.
These guys have lots of gold and treasure. Why don't you go after them?
To the booty.
To the booty.
And Salty runs forward at the old man.
And what are you doing?
Swinging out with fists to clock him.
All right, roll hack and slash.
7.
Okay, so you connect, snapping him around. He has this look of surprise on his face as he spins around, but you keep going and basically go head first, sliding right into the brick wall behind the passageway he stepped out of. So you're sort of sliding out of the way for 2 hit points of damage.
King Vernoza Pack, as you can see, this man is trying to hurt us and take our lives. I know you're against that. Maybe you could help us out here.
I have identified myself as King Vernoza Pax, and yet you still attack me. You are not a true Vernoza Paxian believer. The book shall remain with me.
Okay, and the tweed-suited man turns and just gas staring at you, Egerton Pirate Man, and starts backing away. You will pay for that. Oh. No, get away. Stay away. Stay away.
I'm sorry. What happened? Why is my hand hurt?
And runs down into the darkness.
Oh.
Good luck getting out of here.
That might hurt too, eventually, I guess. Wait, can someone drop a rock and we will time it and see how long it takes? And if we then gauge that, we can determine the depth of this cavern. Oh, my head hurts. Why am I talking so weird? Oh, well. Darcy, what's going on?
You think you're a pirate?
No, I don't.
You did.
I'm not a pirate. I don't have a peg leg, and I can see out of both my eyes. My hand hurts a bit, and so does my head, though.
I think you might have got possessed by the book, just like Blad is.
What book?
The book that he's holding.
Right, the Book of the Tombs. We need to take that back to the Nexus. Let's go, guys.
So, Frodoza Paxians, we shall follow this tweed-suited gentleman. Onward to victory!
Oh, why would I ever follow anyone who wears tweed? That's such a lowbrow material.
I don't think we can follow him. He looks like he went down. And although I am winged as well, they are more decorative. And I'm a little concerned that if we try to follow, we may not be successful.
I have but 2 arms. Thus, I can only carry both of you without the book.
I'll hold the book.
Excellent! Frodoza Pax throws the book down at Egerton and then attempts to lift both of them up.
So, Egerton, you catch the book and roll to 5 danger wisdom again for me. Just Egerton.
7.
Okay, so you are now spending 25%, a third of your time as the pirate, a third of your time as another, and then a third of your time as Egerton. But you have the book, and Frenosa Pax is coming down to lift both of them?
Yes.
And do what?
To try to carry them as he flaps after the tweed-suited gentleman.
Down the passageway.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my, aren't you strong?
He is very strong, my goodness.
Why, old sister, is that you? I never thought we'd see each other again. What, after we murdered each other?
Oh, that was a dark day, wasn't it, Laura Fliega?
It sure was, sister.
How lovely to see you again.
Indeed. Now, why is this gentleman with the rippling muscles flying us about?
I don't know. It just seems to be something he likes to do with his Frenosa Paxian subjects.
Frenosa Paxian? I thought we defeated them on the plains of battle. I was on my ship and fired the cannons, and that was the last thing I remember.
Sister, you have a frog in your throat.
Oh, there's a frog in my throat. I don't remember eating a frog. I don't think they'd be very tasty. And I've had friends who were frogs. That would be very uncomfortable for everybody.
Roll strength check.
8.
Okay, so Lord Frenosa Pax, you carry the sister's pirate Egerton around down this passageway, and it curves back around, and you manage to make it all the way back to the chamber you're in before dropping them, exhausted, and you can no longer fly for the next little while.
I'm sorry, my Frenosa Paxian subjects. This body is weak. Possibly someone who did a lot of internal work, not a lot of outside physical labor. I have failed thee!
Hey, it's okay. It's okay, Frenosa Pax. You got us to stable landing, and we appreciate that. We got to get out of here.
Darcy, your feet are wet. And you realize you can hear the ocean a little louder.
I think water might be rushing in to engulf us all and kill us.
You see the passageway that you think might be the one you first entered by. It's hard to tell, with water a few inches pouring over the edge down into the abyss.
Aye, Davy Jones' locker. I always thought I'd end up here. Never thought I'd be with folks like you, though. I'd be on my ship in battle the way a pirate should.
Well, hey, pirate man, what would you do in this circumstance if you were heading down to Davy Jones' locker and you didn't want to go there?
Well, I'd swim up, young lady. That's the first step.
Swimming up, that's a good idea. Maybe we should start swimming.
King Frunosipax lived in a desert clime. I know not of the ways of your aquatic adventuring.
You could just fly above the water a bit, King Frunosipax. Maybe just stay just above it.
I've grown quite weary due to the carrying.
Even with all those muscles, it's difficult for you to fly. I find that very surprising. But I am quite certain we should boogie on from this current location, lest we be enveloped in death once more.
Yeah, I think the bell...
It's now a foot of water coming in through the passageway and pouring over into the abyss.
Forward! Forward towards water!
All right, so we head towards the water.
Okay, so you're heading down the passageway the water's coming out
of?
Yes. Okay, so it's about a foot and climbing pretty rapidly, but it comes in surges. And you are about 10 to 20 feet in when you see a portcullis emerging ahead of you.
Portcullises are never very good to find.
So it looks like some kind of metal, very old, rusted, but it must be 7 inches thick, like crisscrossed bars. And it seems to have dropped down in a gap in the hall, the stone.
Thick portcullises are the worst type of portcullises, too. That was a penis joke that'll get edited out.
Not anymore. The water is now approaching 2.5 to 3 feet. The passageway is about, I'd say, 9 feet tall. And it is now hard sometimes to stand in one place. Egerton starts to slide backwards in the surges.
I don't know how we're going to get around this portcullis. Anyone have any ideas?
The water's too strong for me. I'm having trouble staying in place.
If only there is a way, my royal subjects, for us to destroy this piece of technology and thus sallying forth through it.
Oh. Aye, what we need is a cannon right now. Some kind of device that explodes and drives metal through metal.
Yes, a cannon, King Frunosipax. We like to call those bazookas.
Banoopas?
No. It's bazooka.
Baloopa!
I believe the young lady said bananas.
Bananas!
No. The word is bazooka.
Bazookla!
Son of a...
I knew a robber who wore a balaclava once every time he...
Balaclava!
Nope. Young lady, I think this is a bad plan. Perhaps we should move on to something else.
I'm sorry, it just sounds like you're saying some word that I don't understand from a different non-Frozapaxian area. Something along the lines of bazooka.
And a bazooka materializes in Lord Frunosipax's...
What is happening? This came out of pure air! What is going on?
And an eyepiece pops down in front of your eye.
My eye!
And you read the words that are in your native language that says, ready to fire.
Frunosipaxian, I have not read you in so long.
Why, I never doubted that you'd have a big one, young man.
And we cut... to the three of you in your current state, standing on the beach, it is approaching twilight, and you are all singed, missing half of your clothing, limping, and making your way awkwardly towards the boat that is grounded there.
Well, I hope there's still time to make the ball. It would be terrible to miss it after all this.
The long, skinny tree branch exploded. I did not see that happening.
I need to borrow that, young man. Could you just hand it over here?
Please, thank you. It terrifies me.
Thank you. And you just push this. Oh.
And the boat goes up in a giant ball of flame.
Well.
Scene.
Yeah.
I love that I had these names for brigands. Weren't necessary.
And you didn't use them. Save those.
I will.
Oh, yeah. I'm King Frenosapax.
Yeah. Is Frenosapax the thing from
yes.
Out?
Okay. Yes.
Presumably it's named after him.
Yes.
So I had the following escalations planned. Trap is sprung. The doors fall.
Mm-hmm.
Noise attracts the bandits that are waiting for someone because they can't reach the thing.
Right.
The ocean tide rising.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I had. What came on the fly was because I had no idea what was going to be
we
in the center.
Right.
I had no idea we were looking for something, so it worked out.
Yeah, so I didn't tell you any of that. So when you decided it was the Book of Tombs, I was over here going, oh, it's got to be, got to have tomb in it, but it's got to be something bigger than that. So
that was very clever to have them possess us.
That was just in the moment. I was like,
we didn't even think of touching the book.
Although, to be fair,
that was my favorite moment, was when you both put your hand on. Did you know what you're doing with the offer?
No.
Yeah, touch the book. Oh, don't touch the book. Catch the book.
I was thinking of tombs from the first season of X-Files.
Yeah.
Not like tombs like
that so, people get buried in.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
mean you're talking about tomes then?
Yeah.
Book of Tomes? The Book of Tomes?
So a book of books.
A book of books.
That was the funny thing in my head. And when I saw the word tome, I said tombs because that's how they spelled the character in X-Files. So you're welcome, everybody.
Thanks so much. Book of Tombs worked, though.
Book of Tombs worked.
Yeah.
So thank you all for listening. We hope you will come and listen to our real show, which is not
that. Wasn't the real show?
That's not that different, which is The End of Time and Other Bothers. We go up every 2 weeks. You can find out more by going to otherbothers.com. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howie. Sound designed by Eli McElveen. This has been a special episode for International Podcast Month 2018. For more information, visit internationalpodcastmonth.com. If you like what you heard, look up Other Bothers on your favorite podcast app. You can also find a ton of bonus content on our Patreon and join our wonderful fan community on Discord. Find out how at otherbothers.com.
That was my map. Isn't that a great map? I spent so much time on it.
It looks like the ovaries or something.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Graham Shapiro is a decent man.
Gideon Media's hit sci-fi thriller, Give Me Away, returns.
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now.
So scream me. Just know up front, I'm going to have input.
What happened? Are you all right?
Dad.
Tell us everything.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve.
But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible.
Give Me Away Season 2, starting April 11th.